Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious. I need to be awake.
Snacks. I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever felt trapped? Unable to break free from a habit that's slowly consuming your life? Today, we'll explore a critical topic that affects millions. Addiction. The silent killer that can ruin your life and block your blessings. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine a beautiful butterfly gracefully fluttering through a garden. Suddenly, it's caught in a spider's web, its delicate wings entangled in the sticky threads. The more it struggles, the tighter the web becomes, until the butterfly can no longer move. This is the nature of addiction, a seemingly harmless attraction that slowly ensnares us, robbing us of our freedom and joy. As we explore this topic, let's turn to God's Word for guidance. In Proverbs 23, verse 29 to 35, we find a vivid description of addiction's grip. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, "They have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake, that I may seek another drink?" This passage paints a sobering picture of how addiction deceives and entraps us. It lures us in with temporary pleasure, but its end is always pain and destruction. But my friends, there is hope in Christ. His power can break every chain, no matter how tight, and set us free from every bondage. I will guide you through three essential steps to overcome addiction and reclaim your freedom in Christ. Number one, recognize the chains of addiction. My dear friends, addiction is a cunning enemy that often disguises itself as a friend. It promises comfort, escape, or pleasure, but delivers only pain and bondage. The first step in breaking free is recognizing the chains that bind us. Addiction comes in many forms. It's not just drugs or alcohol. It can be gambling, pornography, food, shopping, or even seemingly harmless activities like social media or video games. Whatever the substance or behavior, the pattern is the same: a compulsive need that takes control of our lives. In Galatians 5 verse 1, Paul warns us, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." This verse reminds us that Christ has already set us free. Yet, we often allow ourselves to be ensnared again. Addiction is that yoke of bondage, slowly tightening around our necks, choking out our freedom and joy. It's a spiritual battle, as much as it is a physical or psychological one. The enemy uses addiction to hinder us from fulfilling God's purpose for our lives, sabotaging our potential, and blocking the flow of His blessings. He wants us distracted, defeated, and disconnected from our Heavenly Father. But God sees our struggle, and He longs to set us free. In Isaiah 61 verse 1, we read a powerful promise. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." This is Jesus' mission statement, and it includes freedom for those bound by addiction. Recognizing our chains is the first step towards breaking them. We must be honest with ourselves and with God about our struggles. Denial only strengthens addiction's grip on our lives. In James 5, verse 16, we're encouraged, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Confession breaks the power of secrecy, and you need to understand that addiction thrives on secrecy. When we bring our struggles into the light, we open the door for God's healing power to work in our lives. Now, we all know that sometimes it's not easy to admit that we have a problem, but it's the first step towards freedom. Remember, my friends, there's no shame in struggling with addiction. Even the Apostle Paul wrestled with persistent temptation. In Romans 7, verses 15 to 20, he shares his own battle. "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For the will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." Paul's words remind us that sometimes even the strongest believers may struggle with temptation and sin. The difference is in how we respond to these struggles. Do we hide them and allow them to grow stronger, or do we bring them into the light of God's love and grace? Recognizing our addiction is not about condemnation, but about opening the door to healing. God doesn't want us to stay trapped in guilt and shame. He wants to set us free and restore us to the abundant life that He has planned for us. In 1 John 1 verses 9 to 10, we're given this assurance. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. God's forgiveness and cleansing are always available to us, no matter how deep an addiction we may be. But we must take that first step of acknowledging our need for help. As we recognize the chains of addiction in our lives, let's remember that God sees us with eyes of love and compassion. He's not waiting to condemn us, but to rescue us. In Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus declares His purpose. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You are not lost beyond God's reach, my friends. No matter how tight addiction's grip may feel, God's love is stronger. His power can break every chain and set you free. Remember, recognizing the problem is the first step towards finding the solution. Be honest with yourself, with God about your struggles. He's waiting with open arms to help you break free. Number two, understand the spiritual cost of addiction. My friends, addiction doesn't just affect our physical and mental health. It takes a tremendous toll on our spiritual life as well. When we're caught in the web of addiction, our relationship with God suffers. We become distant from Him, unable to hear His voice or feel His presence. Addiction creates a barrier between us and our Heavenly Father. It's like a thick fog that obscures our spiritual vision. In Isaiah 59 verse 2, we're warned, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear." This verse isn't saying that God abandons us when we sin. Rather, it's describing the spiritual disconnection we experience when we allow sin to dominate our lives. Addiction becomes an idol, taking the place that rightfully belongs to God. It demands our time, our energy, our resources, and our devotion. In Exodus 20, verse 3, God commands, "You shall have no other gods before Me." When we're in the grip of addiction, we're violating this first and most fundamental commandment. We're placing our desire for the addictive substance or behavior above our desire for God. This misplaced worship leads to a spiritual emptiness that no amount of indulgence can fill. We find ourselves trapped in a cycle of temporary satisfaction, followed by deeper despair. In Jeremiah 2, verse 13, God laments, "For My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken Me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns." Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Addiction is like those broken cisterns. It promises to quench our thirst, but leaves us more parched than ever. Only God, the fountain of living waters, can truly satisfy our deepest needs. As addiction progresses, we may find ourselves lying, stealing, or betraying loved ones to feed our habit. These actions further damage our spiritual life, piling guilt and shame upon us. We may feel unworthy to approach God, believing we've strayed too far from His love. But my dear friends, this is a lie from the enemy. In Romans 8 verses 38 to 39, Paul assures us, For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, not even the strongest addiction, can separate us from God's love. He's always ready to welcome us back, no matter how far we've strayed. Addiction also robs us of the peace and joy that should characterize the Christian life. Instead of the fruit of the Spirit, we experience anxiety, depression, anger, and chaos. Our spiritual growth is stunted as we focus on feeding our addiction rather than nurturing our relationship with God. We may neglect prayer, Bible study, and fellowship with other believers. Our testimony is compromised, and we miss opportunities to share God's love with others. In Matthew 5, verses 14 to 15, Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Addiction dims our light, hiding it under a basket of shame and secrecy. We can no longer shine brightly for Christ when we're trapped in the darkness of addiction. But there's hope, my friends. God's power is greater than any addiction. His grace is sufficient to restore us and rekindle our spiritual flame. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, God promises, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." When we're at our weakest, God's strength shines through most brightly. Our addiction may have cost us dearly in spiritual terms, but God is in the business of restoration. He can heal the damage done and use our experiences to help others. In 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4, we're reminded, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." God can turn our pain into purpose, our struggles into strength. As we overcome addiction with His help, we become living testimonies of His grace and power. We can then reach out to others who are still trapped, offering them the hope and comfort that we've received. My friends, if you're battling addiction, don't let the enemy convince you that your spiritual life is beyond repair. God's love for you hasn't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I have
my brain shut
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Diminished. His power to transform your life hasn't weakened. He's waiting for you to turn to him, to surrender your addiction, and allow him to restore your spiritual vitality. Remember the words of Joel 2, verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army, which I sent among you. God can restore what addiction has stolen from you. He can renew your joy, rekindle your passion for him, and rebuild your spiritual life. But it starts with a choice, your choice, to turn to him and away from your addiction. Remember, no matter how great the spiritual cost of addiction has been in your life, God's grace is greater. His love is stronger, and his power to restore is mightier than any addiction. Trust in him, my friends, and take the first step towards spiritual renewal today. And number three, know how to break free and reclaim your spiritual freedom. My dear friends, the journey to recovery is not easy, but with God's help, it's possible. Let's look at some practical steps that we can take. First, we must surrender our addiction to God. This means acknowledging that we can't overcome it on our own strength. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we're instructed, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Surrendering to God means letting go of our pride and admitting our need for his help. It's about humbling ourselves before him and allowing his power to work in our lives. Next, we need to renew our minds. Addiction often starts in our thoughts, so we must learn to think differently. Romans 12, verse 2 tells us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This renewal comes through studying God's Word, meditating on His truths, and replacing negative thought patterns with positive, faith-filled ones. Third, we must seek accountability and support. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10 reminds us, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." Find friends, family members, or a support group who can encourage you, pray for you, and hold you accountable. Don't try to fight this battle alone. Fourth, we need to remove temptations and triggers from our lives. In Matthew 5, verse 30, Jesus uses a powerful metaphor. "And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell." While Jesus isn't advocating self-mutilation, he's emphasizing the importance of taking drastic measures to avoid sin. This might mean changing our routines, avoiding certain places, or even ending toxic relationships. Fifth, we must replace our addiction with healthy activities that honor God. Life naturally fills any empty space, and if we don't fill the void left by our addiction, we're likely to fall back into old habits. Philippians 4 verse 8 guides us. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Engage in prayer, Bible study, worship, and service to others. Develop new hobbies that bring joy and fulfillment without compromising your values. And also, we must persevere, even when we face setbacks. Recovery is a process, and there may be stumbles along the way. But Galatians 6 verse 9 encourages us, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart." Don't let a setback turn into a relapse. If you stumble, get back up, seek forgiveness, and keep moving forward. Remember, God's mercies are new every morning. My friends, breaking free from addiction is a journey, but it's one worth taking. With each step towards freedom, you're reclaiming the abundant life that God has for you. You're becoming the person that He created you to be, free from the chains that once held you back. My friends, let's remember the words of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In Christ, you are a new creation. Your addiction does not define you. Your past does not determine your future. With God's help, you can break free and experience the fullness of life in Him. Trust in His power, lean on His strength, and take the first step toward your freedom today. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. Your love is boundless. Your mercy and your grace endures forever. Lord, I stand in awe of your majesty, for you are the creator of all things, yet you know me intimately. You are the God who parts seas, moves mountains, and breathes life into dust. Your power is beyond measure. Your wisdom is beyond understanding. I praise you, for you are holy, righteous, and just in all your ways. Thank you, Lord, for your unwavering love and endless patience with me. I am grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, who bore my sins on the cross. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, my comforter and guide. Lord, I am thankful for your word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I am grateful for the gift of life, for your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for the times I've turned to other things instead of you. I repent of addictions, idols, and my misplaced devotions. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. I release any bitterness, resentment, or unforgiveness in my heart. Lord, I come before you, broken and in need of your healing touch. Deliver me from all evil and lead me away from temptation. Almighty God, free me from the web of addiction, whether seen or unseen. I declare, in the name of Jesus, that today is my day of deliverance. I rebuke every chain of addiction, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of dependency and compulsion, in the name of Jesus. I declare that every generational curse of addiction in my bloodline is broken. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to overcome. Renew my mind, transform my thoughts, and align my desires with yours. Give me the strength to resist temptation and the wisdom to avoid triggers. Help me to surrender fully to you, trusting in your power to deliver me. I declare that I am no longer a slave to addiction, but a child of the Most High God. Lord, heal the wounds that have driven me to seek comfort in harmful habits. Restore what the locusts have eaten. My joy, my peace, my relationships, and all that concerns me. I pray for physical healing from the effects of addiction on my body. Lord, heal my emotions, my mind, and my spirit. Make me whole and complete in you, lacking nothing. I rebuke every attack of the enemy on my life, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every form of fear, anxiety, depression, and hopelessness. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask for protection over my mind, my body, and my spirit. Surround me with your hedge of protection and shield me from all harm. Father, I ask for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Deliver them from any bondage, heal their hurts, and draw them closer to you. Protect them from the schemes of the enemy and guide them in your truth. Let your light shine through us, dispelling every darkness in our lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare victory over addiction in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones. We claim the healing that is rightfully ours through the stripes of Jesus. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live in freedom. We thank you for your faithfulness and your promise to complete the good work that you've begun in us. Protect us from the snares of the enemy and lead us in paths of righteousness. Empower us to be lights of hope to others still trapped in addiction. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks. I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.